The war was on, of course, and they set up, the guards set up the LSF, which was called the Local Defence Force. So we started off, friends of mine, in the LSF, and we used to do patrols from Fairview all the way along Clontarf down as far as Dollymount. And that was the beat. And the purpose of that was that we were doing the work of the Gardaí, who would, you'd have to go and test the doors of every shop that you went along that particular beat, and you had to see that they were closed and everything was in order. And then, strangely enough, we were also told to look out for parachutes in case that German planes who had to come over from the channel being chased by the British fighters, make sure that nobody was parachuting into the area around Clontarf. It would be a very unhappy ending for them because they'd arrive into the sea and you probably wouldn't see them. But that was one thing we were told to look out for as well, was parachutes in case some of the German pilots were bailing out of planes that were coming over. Now, one particular night, my friend, my next door neighbour and I, Pod Cosgrove, we went down as far as Gogan's shop in Fairview Corner. And that was Larry Gogan's family owned the shop. And to our surprise, when we tried the door of the shop, it was open. So somebody had went home without locking up the shop. And we went in immediately. And this was a great coup because it meant that the services people could realise that we were doing our job anyway and discovering this shop was open. Now, it was a sweet and confectionery shop. And of course, they sold cigarettes and other things. Now, we all smoked at the time. But if you went into that shop and asked for a packet of cigarettes, you were told by Gogan's that they only had the three nuns. None today, none yesterday and none tomorrow. So that was called the three nuns. So it was no use looking for Larry Gogan's cigarettes, who I knew very well, by the way. And the outshot of that was that we had to ring the Garda in Clontarf to come out, that we had found the shop open and to come out to the shop so that we could be relieved of our duty. So it took a half an hour for the Garda to arrive on his bike to Gogan's shop. So he commended us highly for finding the shop door open and doing all the right things. And then he said, walking behind the counter, had a quick look around and said, "Do you, any of you boys smoke?" And we immediately said we did, of course. So he handed us a packet of Sweet Afton each. So we got a packet of cigarettes out of it, which was a great boost because it wasn't easy to get them. And we left the Garda there looking after the shop. And as we were walking on our beat, we just thought, I wonder how many packets of cigarettes went out of that shop to the Garda's friends. Of course, we couldn't swear to that, but we always thought about it. What happened to all the cigarettes that may have disappeared that night too.